What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast, The Blind Side. I'm your host, Walton Baines, and today we'll be talking about one of my favorite movies, The Big Short. All right, so a little bit of background about the film. It's about the financial crisis of 2007 to 2008, where subprime mortgage bonds led to the collapse of the housing market on a huge scale, almost global scale. And really, the movie's great. I mean, Steve Carell is a powerhouse. Ryan Gosling is a really great actor in it. There's a whole bunch of other people in it that are, I mean, great. They're well-known actors that deserve a lot of praise for what they did in the movie. But what I really want to talk about is how the banks and financial institutions were involved and what happened and how that movie represents them. So what you really need to know is that the banks were involved in this crisis and they were responsible. So our financial institutions were responsible for what happened during that financial crisis. And they kind of formulated it almost on accident. So a long time ago, mortgage bonds were created where you take all these people who are paying for their mortgages and you put them all together in a cluster and you tie it up, put a big bow on it, and that is a mortgage bond. And bonds have great payoff because, you know, who doesn't pay their mortgage kind of deal? This is what people say in the movie. But what happened was is that, you know, you run out of people to put into these mortgage bonds that will definitely pay their mortgages. Eventually, you end up with what's called subprime mortgages, which is people who won't pay back their mortgages on time. Subprime essentially means bad or not worthy of investment. So the banks were involved in this and how they created a system of ratings for these bonds and these mortgage bonds, which eventually ended up, you know, turning into this monster of how the way they got money in between people. So investing in these bonds was supposed to be a great payoff. And people thought that the housing market would just go up and up and up in value, and they would get these great payoffs from these bonds. But eventually what happened was, since they ran out of people to put in these mortgage bonds to make them AAA rated, which is the safest rating for a mortgage bond, what happened was they ran out of those people and they started putting riskier and riskier bonds together, and people were still investing in them. And the SEC, or Security Exchange Commission, they completely just gave all these bonds a AAA rating without even asking what was really in them. And I think the movie represents a fairly accurate representation of what happened, in a sense of that a movie can do that, but it is Hollywoodized in that it's a drama, and that, you know, Steve Carell and other people get really upset in the movie and try to represent themselves as these people who were really good and saw everything coming, but nobody believed them, when in reality, maybe you saw it coming, but it happened anyway, and they made money off of its failure. So to say it's completely accurate and that all these big banks and the SEC and all these rating agencies, where even the government was responsible for the financial crisis, is maybe a little bit of a stretch, but I personally believe that it is correct and that these people didn't do anything about a problem that they saw. I would definitely recommend it to people. You probably don't want to be a business person and know about finances, because then what'll happen is you'll do a little bit of research and then the movie's not so accurate and all. But I think it's worth watching if you've never seen it before and you really want to learn about what happened. The movie kind of dumbs it down a little bit in terms, because they're talking about, you know, AAA rating and, you know, subprime mortgages and all these different things that normal people don't really know about, and they kind of explain it along the way and explain what happened in a sense. So I would definitely recommend it to somebody. But kind of the big way that it relates to financial institutions and investing is that the way that money was getting to people was, the way banks give people money is by taking out interest rates and reinvesting that money into people and giving it to borrowers so that they can pay for their house and their car. But it really connects with banks because their job is to find good people to loan money to, you know, to buy a house. And what they were doing was giving it to anybody and everybody who wanted a home, which is not good investment. It's not a good strategy. And it really ended up just becoming one of those things that Fed destroys an entire economy and interest rates plummeted and people just lost their houses, they lost their cars, they lost their jobs. I mean, the unemployment rate went through the roof and the Great Recession started because of all this. And it's really scary to think about because this could happen just because the banks decide to give loans to people that shouldn't be having them. And the movie gets into that and kind of explains, you know, talks to these people who they help people get loans for houses. And what happens is eventually you kind of learn that these guys were just giving people loans. You know, these banks are buying these people's mortgages to put into bonds and they're risky. And, you know, they don't have any source of income or job, but they give them anyway. And the movie gets into that in a little bit. And I would definitely recommend it. One of my top favorites, by the way, another good one, a little bit funnier, is The Other Guys. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast, and I will see you next time.